Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings with you, some sample healings. So if you wish to request a healing that we normally would do, not one that you necessarily are talking about is wrong with you, but one of the sample clearings that we have, just request that. And I'll put Sylvia online here right now, if she's out there. I think she is. We'll be doing samples tonight of the invisible bodies that we have around us that's here to protect us. So, Sylvia, are you online?
I'm here. So, hi, everyone, and welcome to our program tonight. And we're going to talk, like Ron said, about more of the healings that the Creation Light Ship is doing. And these are really wonderful. We started talking about these the other day. And this is the subject of the invisible energetic bodies that we have. And just to recap a little bit about those, basically we have these invisible energetic bodies that work kind of like shock absorbers or sponges around our physical body to prevent it from being harmed by negative energy and things that would hurt it. So these bodies, like our emotional body, kind of soak up or absorb these negative energies that might be either directed at us or come from even our past and or our ancestors' past, passed through us through their DNA. And when these bodies get overloaded, that kind of negative energy can leak really directly into our physical body, and that causes, you know, problems with our health, our well-being. And it can even influence our thoughts and our actions and just the way we feel. So the great thing is to clean these bodies out, get rid of that baggage, and move on in your life fresh and clean. So we're talking about those bodies, and Ron, of course, will do wonderful healing samples to kind of give you an idea of what he does and how that works. So is there any particular one that you'd like to start talking with tonight, Ron?
Okay, boy, there's quite a few. We'll talk about the, this might help some people out there. I'm sure it will help probably all of you, but we're doing a seven-generational addiction clearing. So that could be anything. It could be something that you're attracted to that you don't like. It could be a certain food type. It could be a negative addiction. It's just something that you're completely, you know, compelled to do with really no rhyme or reason. And this is probably in your genetics, which is what we're going to be releasing from you. And this is how things occur in our lives, because remember, we're running programs. So if you're new to the program here, new to the show, you'll realize that what we talk about mainly is two things. One is to be heart-centered, to be with your spirit in the present moment, and this is what we attempt to do and help you out with. And then the other side of the coin is how the mind control that we have with us here through all different means of and modalities of that are affecting us. So naturally the heart and the mind are complete opposite energies. And so what we do with the clearings is almost, I'd say 99% of these, is to release the mind control energy. And the mind control energy is what's being talked about now in any of the books that you pick up at the library, metaphysics. You know, you go to that section, and it's all about how to create your reality using mind energy. And this is the problem that we're dealing with now at the time of ascension, is that you don't want to get into those energies. You want to get into the heart energy. So basically, you're dealing with energies that the mind created, which is what's going to kill your body, which is why people actually die, because these thought energies are either controlling energies from our past life on this planet, number one. Number two, it could be energies in this lifetime being directed to us. It could be people's thoughts. It could be dark side practitioners. Then it can also be energies from off-planet. So off-planet would be like the horoscope. The planetary energies that, you know, are controlling us. We know those mainly because we have, like I said, our horoscope, our natal chart. And as you wonder why we have that energy controlling us, you kind of scratch your head and you say, gee, I'm supposed to be in free will here, free choice. You know, I'm a divine being, and why am I being controlled by planets? Well, that's, again, another dark side, mind energy. And then we have energies from past lives on the dark side planets. We have it with energies that you're living in with parallel lifetimes on dark side planets and or cloned Earth planets with physical bodies that look like you on those energies, on those planets. And then you bring in that energy into your body in this lifetime. So the whole thing, as you start looking at it, you start wondering, gee, this mind energy is not really for my best and highest good. And so all the clearings that we do are to get rid of the mind energy that is actually affecting you. So I guess back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, well, speaking of mind versus heart energy, we have a request to have an entity clearing and a mind-to-heart drop. So maybe we can start with that and then get into more of these specific clearings.
Okay, so here we go, entities. So if you're new to the program, entities are the emotional bodies of people that passed on. Another way of saying it is that they're ghosts. And these ghost energies, will say, come into us because they need a place to live. So they live off of your energy. They live off of your, say, your prana energy, your spirit energy. And so you probably understand that. Some people, when they do like seances, what they'll do is get the ectoplasma, which is actually their life force energy, and project that into, say, the room, into a certain location. And lo and behold, they can actually physically see a spirit in the room. And this is how it's done. So it's the same process. It's spirit energy, but they actually concentrate it and to give it to these energies. But I won't get into that too much, but you may understand that now or have a clue of what actually happens. And they live off that energy. So here we go, entity releases. So these are the emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they're with you. You can also have your ancestors with you. I do a special clearing for that. And you could have all of your ancestors' entities, body hop from their lifetime, maybe 1,000 of them or so, into the next life or a relative. And they go on and on and on. So maybe you're dealing with a lot of people in your family, relatives, that have passed on that you may not even like, but they're with you with their full consciousness of the emotion. So here we go, entity releasing. So we're doing this now, bottom of the feet to the top of our head. And, you know, you could have your, maybe your mother-in-law with you, you know, which you may not like, you know, the old song about mother-in-law, you know. So anyway, kind of a joke there. Taking them away from you now, and you may feel your body change a little bit as you become less dense with these energies, and now we're working more, going up to the top of our head. Great, we're going to bring more of you back into your body. We energize the light beam right now to help you with this process. So scroll down on your monitor screen, bring up the light beam picture. We're going to activate her. She'll bring in her team. There'll be three light beams coming in. And they're going to help your spirit collect and bring back to you the parts of you that have left through the pain and trauma, fear, anxiety, whatever word you want to use there. I could use the word they'll bring back your spirit from the judgment that you had, which was too strong, and it kicked the judgment kicked your spirit out of your body. So you actually forced your spirit out of your body by having judgment. So that's another way of saying it here. And we're going to bring you back in. Bring back these pieces of you. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. Remember, this is your mental energy. It's the mind again. And this is what's causing confusion in your life. So we're going to bring that into your heart center. So where you want to be in your life, when you finally get to the point to where you can have your heart mind connect with the mind energy, then you can actually use the mind of the heart to control your life and then bring that into your whole body. Have that resonate with you. So here we go. So that's the consciousness of your heart, of your spirit, communicating with you. And because it communicates, we will say that that's the mind energy of the heart. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Now do this first slow so you can actually feel the energy move. You must surrender the mental energy into the heart. And this you can call your ego self. And it doesn't always want to go there. So we're going to drop down now. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, stay in your heart center and connect with your spirit. This is your source energy. Sylvia, this will turn it back over to you.
Okay, so let's see here. So I'd like to back up just a little bit to what you were talking about earlier when you brought up the addiction clearing, because that might be very interesting to people. And that's the aspect of going from these first kinds of clearings that we were talking about, which deal with the present lifetime, and then talking about these clearings that go back through the generations. So can you explain the difference just between those two things?
Yeah, typically the clearings in this lifetime are what you either have experienced or what you're going to experience as they come up for your body to heal. If you look upon your life, you're going to notice that there may be a particular condition that you've been dealing with over and over again. Or you may have a certain, say, heading of situations. Remember, these are all stuff that are negative, traumas, etc. And, you know, it may feel like you have a black cloud over your head with maybe the word victim on it or something, or the word lack of money, or the word self-sabotage, you know. And all these are headings that your body is dealing with, and it works with those particular issues because you have it stored inside of you by your ancestors. And so the current lifetime healings will take care of what you have had, we'll say, on your plate or what's very close to resurfacing or coming up for the first time on your plate in this lifetime. Now, the other clearings, which we're now calling the seven generational clearings, and that's because I decided to work with the seven generations because that's really what's influencing you the most. And that probably, we'll just say, goes back, I'd say probably 250 to 300 years in the past here. And this is mainly the mindset, the strongest conditioning, and the underlying stuff that you're dealing with, okay? So what's going to happen is when you have a seven-generational clearing, which you can call a past-life clearing, this clearing is going to be working mainly on the areas that are just laying dormant, ready to pop up. And this will get rid of that conditioning. So we're going to do one here, and I'll go back 5 days here. And this will be part of that clearing here of addiction. So this won't be a seven-generational clearing, but I do this for you on a seven-generational level, but we'll do one on addiction. Remember, you have to normally clear out what you have in this lifetime first. So if you had no addictions in your life, then you would not want to do this lifetime addictions, and you probably would not even need to do your past life addictions because you may not have any. So here we go. So 5 days ago, this is for people who have addictions, and it could be anything. Who knows? Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll put you back on again.
Okay, so let's talk about a very basic clearing, the most basic clearing that you do, which is the emotional body clearing. And then can you compare that or talk about what that would involve in doing a seven-generational clearing on the emotional body?
Okay, the emotional body is what's holding our traumas. We have another body which also works with traumas, but the emotional one for most people, I'd say probably at least 90% of the people, this one here is like, we'll say, the silver bullet. It takes care of almost all of your stuff. And if you have that, you feel yourself being freed up from your past. You feel wonderful. And then if you choose to go deeper, there's other clearings too. But this one here is like the silver bullet. It does so much for you. And these clearings all work with your spirit and also your physical body. So you're clearing one body, having three clearings in one. And what we're going to do now is just an emotional clearing. And then we'll talk about the seven-generational one. So here we go. This is for this lifetime. So, go back 5 days. So, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'd like you just to sit back and contemplate now just for a minute. I'll put some music on so you can see what's happened to you. Check out your body. And you should feel a little more relaxed. And you may feel some aches and pains actually leave your body. Let's do a body scan right now. Thank you. Okay. Now we'll do a clearing here for, we'll go back as a sample clearing one generation for you. Remember, these are not complete, but this is one generation back, so this is your mother and father. Remember, this is genetic, so if you're a foster child and you don't know your parents, this is going to clear this out of you. It won't be the parents that raised you, in a sense. They'll be working with your genetics. So here we go. Mother and father, we'll just do a sample clearing on their energies that are affecting you. Remember, these probably could be laying dormant in you. So here we go. So we'll go back. How should I do this one here? We'll just do your mother first so you can get a feeling for this here. So we'll go through the chakras here. So here we go. Your mother. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, three cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do your father. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, and I'll just put the music on again here and kind of begin, take a note, do a body scan, and just see how this is affecting you. Back over to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was very interesting to feel the actual difference between this lifetime and then taking it back. I would love to hear anyone's comments who experienced anything on that clearing. If you want to type that into the fast chat, that'd be great. And I'll just kind of detour a little bit here because we do have quite a few requests on the fast chat. I don't want people to feel ignored there. So this actually kind of fits right into what we're talking about, and that is a request for a sample clearing on the pain body.
Okay. So this will be the pain body for this lifetime. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. And again, just see how this works for you. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and then yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, this is a sample clearing, and they're about 80 to 90% complete, but they can never be completed unless you do your whole lifetime. This is how the light ship works. They want everything to be put back into spiritual harmony. So just doing a sample, it's only their way of showing you that they can do these healings instantly. So back to you again, Sylvia.
All right, well, I'll just bring up a question while people are experiencing their healings before we get to the next healing. So this was a question, I believe, from Mike at the beginning of the fast chat. I can't see the whole thing anymore, but it had to do with using gemstones for different healing properties, like, for example, citrine or what have you, and he was asking about that.
Yeah, okay. That energy is from the earth. From the earth spirit. So the earth spirit has its love energy put into everything on the earth. This is why people like to go out and hug trees. So I see nothing wrong with that as long as they're pure energy. And you can always rinse them off with water, you know, 15 seconds to a minute to clean the energy off on whatever you're using. So that works very well. I would be leery of getting something that somebody said, oh, I programmed this particular crystal for you, for so-and-so, because you don't know how it's being programmed. So as long as it's in its pure, original love energy state, like if you got it out of the ground or you went to a store and you bought it, and you cleared it by just putting it in water, that's all that you have to do. But I would not buy anything that is pre-programmed by somebody thinking that they're bringing in a divine energy, because what you want is a source energy. And the source energy is in the earth spirit, and then that's brought into the life forms that are here. And so use it that way. And everything on the planet could more than likely be used for some type of healing because it does have and resonate to a certain frequency of love. So whatever seems to work for you is wonderful. So I see nothing wrong with that. Just how far can you go with it? That's the only thing, you know. It may help you a little bit, may help you a lot. But the whole thing is it actually clearing the bodies that you need that are corrupted, that has all this negative energy in it. It might give you a Band-Aid of a fix. It will never do what the light chip can do by cleaning out a whole body, but it may give you some kind of reprieve for a short time. Back to you, Sylvia.
Can you talk a little bit, Ron, a little bit more about the Earth Spirit and that concept of the love from the Earth Spirit that you were mentioning?
Sure, yeah. The Earth Spirit, like yourself, your spirit and your heart center was created from the light ship, and it's just a large spirit because it has to be the same physical size of the planet here, much like your spirit is the same size as you. And it's just this pure love energy, although what happened was, on the surface anyway, the surface became corrupted by mind energy, but it still holds its integrity, and it's going through the healing process to leave the Earth itself for the ascension process time. So this is what it's doing now. And it's still pure love energy, and it will be leaving this spiritual blueprint, much like your spirit will be doing at ascension time also. And then the thing is, after that, are you able to have your spirit return to you and have it integrate back with your body? For the Earth Spirit, it's no longer going to be having this blueprint. It's going into our definition of our mind concept here of 8D reality. On the light ship, there's no such thing as 8D because everything is divine creation. But down here, we somehow put things into little boxes so our mind can understand things. So it is leaving this reality of consciousness and going to its brand new spiritual blueprint. And it will not be with this Earth blueprint ever again. And whether or not the Earth is materialized again is up to some other spirit from the creation light ship if it chooses to come into the blueprint. And then at that point, it belongs to that spirit, and it can do its own changes and form and redo whatever it wishes to with this blueprint that it has. So it's kind of like an architect finding a blueprint of something, of a building, and saying, I want to change this, that, and the other. And remember, your physical body will never resonate to the new Earth Spirit energy because it has to be made out of that energy from the Earth. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, would you like to bring in the pure energy of the Earth Spirit from the creation light ship for everyone to experience?
Yeah, so we'll bring in the original creation energy of the Earth Spirit. And so here it comes. I'll count to 10. It'll come in through the light beam if you wish, or you could bring up the creation lightship insignia. Either one will work perfectly fine. And here we go. I'll count to 10, and you're going to feel the love of the Earth Spirit and the love that it has for you. And here it comes. This is a spirit energy from the divine. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
That's really wonderful to experience that beautiful energy from the Earth Spirit. Ah, especially, you know, so often we talk about what's going on here and, you know, our other experiences in being here, and it's just wonderful to feel what it should be feeling like all the time to be here. So let's see, what's next on the fast chat? Okay, we had a request for a release from recordings from other people, and that's one of the healings that we just touched upon a little bit the other day, about the fact that there are a lot of different types of cordings, and some of those include cordings to places or to objects, and then we have cordings to planets, to the Earth's grid lines, to off-planet energies, and all kinds of things. So this request is for cordings between you and other people.
Okay, so remember, in order to have these healings really work for you, you must have your whole lifetime done. Just by releasing a cord during the sample healing here, it could be attached to you throughout your whole life. So I'm just working on this present moment. Okay, and so if you're dealing with cords and you think you have cords attached to you, then by all means, have your whole life clearing done so you can get the ones that are keeping reattaching to you released. So here we go. So about 5 days ago, so this is just cords that people have given to you. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then again, cords that you gave to other people, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So hopefully this has helped you out a lot. Anyway, I'll talk about some of the seven generational clearings that will probably be on the website within a few days to a week here, so you can kind of get a little heads up on what we're doing. These clearings have come about only because people have requested them, and the light ship had to go into different realms, different energies, again, to save people and to get you out of more of the mind energies. So just basically we have a clearing for like an infection body for seven generations, a seven generational blood clearing, one for race discrimination. So if you have that in this lifetime, chances are you're carrying the energy of your ancestors. Maybe they came over on a boat here. Maybe they came in, you know, through Ellis Island, you know, and maybe their race, whatever they were, they were rejected by the people at that time in that particular area. So they carry that torment, that anxiety or whatever it would be of a particular race, and that's passed on to you. Maybe you, if we do a slave clearing, we have one that's for women, and it's resentment of motherhood. And so some women probably did not wish to be mothers and they got pregnant, okay? Or maybe it's passed on through genetics where somehow their body had this mind-controlling energy. Remember, these are all mind-controlling energies, okay? And the energy then would pass on to them. They had maybe 10 children because their generations in the past had a lot of kids, and they don't want to have kids, but they have them anyway. So, and it's just the resentment of a woman having to bear children where maybe she did not really intend to, okay? Some of you women might relate to that aspect. Another one is a seven-generational abduction clearing. So this is, naturally, if you've been abducted and you know about this, and I think everybody has, but I won't go into that, but if you know that you have been up on a ship and been abducted and messed around with, I can tell you that your whole family line has had that in it, okay? So this clearing helps you go back seven generations to clear that out. Next one we'll say is like a loneliness clearing. We have a fear clearing, infinite sadness clearing. That's a big one for a lot of people. not knowing where this sadness comes from. It just wells up all of a sudden out of them, and they don't know what happened to them, but they're dealing with it. Another big one is the seven generational curses, hex, and spell clearing. We have one for poverty, people who can't sleep at night for sleep deprivation. And we have one that everybody's favorite, I think, would probably be the religious clearing, okay? And then we have one for people being martyrs. We already talked about the addiction clearing. And we have one, the God plane clearing. That works with the G and the D energies to get them out of your field. Remember, most religions talk about, you know, you have to go to God or the devil will get you, basically. They're both extraterrestrial energies, so they're both actually in the same arena, but that's a good way to bounce you back and forth in duality to take your energy. Next one would be like an entity attachment clearing, like we talked about earlier. All of your ancestors' entities could be hopping in and on you because they like the person who passed on, and all of a sudden as they move through the generations, you have them controlling your life. We have an ego mind clearing. This gets you out of the caste system. Kind of like the slavery clearing in a sense, but it's a little bit different. This is the mind-controlling energies that is embedded in you. These are all programs, remember. So think of your body as a computer. And these are programs that you must probably want to get released out of you so you can move forward without having any problems in your life so you can move freely the way you're intended to be. And then we also have a special one that has to deal with your spiritual abandonment. You want to talk about that one, Sylvia? We talked about it earlier today a little bit.
Yeah, sure. That's a specific clearing for feelings of, you know, abandonment, or you may go through life feeling that you are not worthy, or that you just don't have support from either, you know, other people in your life or from the divine, or you feel this kind of separation from the divine. It can also deal with feelings of rejection and, you know, thoughts of being judged by other people and that type of thing. So that's a pretty heavy-duty clearing in that one. And let's see, are there any others that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I don't know.
That's a lot of them. That's a lot to absorb. But the point is then that I think you were making that people would kind of resonate to which ones that they would need. It's not that everyone would need that whole list, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Like I say, what happens is when you have your first emotional clearing, that sort of clears the way to see what you need next. Some people may want to stop there. Almost everybody else says, geez, I feel so much better. I want to go on and have another clearing. And so this is what they put first in their life, is to become spiritually well, and you want to get rid of the energies that are holding you back in this lifetime because you want to do the ascension process. And so all of these are just dense energies. The spiritual abandonment one, to me, is kind of nice in a sense because a lot of people, and even yourself, you may have said, geez, you know, I was out in my front yard with my dog, and it ran into the street, and a car ran over it. Well, geez, is God punishing me? Why did God take that life of that my dog, or take the life of that person? So right away, you get into judgment of the God energy. Remember, this is the God energy that's on the God plane, not the divine energy. This is a setup. Remember, your horoscope, okay? But people don't typically understand that, so they think that God has betrayed them. Well, what that does, it sets you up so that you're rejecting the divine energy of your spirit. And so all of a sudden, you actually feel that your spirit has betrayed you. And I'm probably talking to, I imagine, most people listening right now. So if you ever felt that you've been abandoned by your spirit because bad things happened to you and or God, that's because this extraterrestrial energy has come in and set you up that way to separate you from your own divinity, making you feel that you have to turn away from this energy. And what some people do is from there, they think, well, what I'm going to do now is work with some earth-based practitioner who's using, say, maybe witchcraft or voodoo or something, and I'm going to have some spells and curses put on people. Maybe the person who ran over your dog you didn't like, and maybe you're able to connect with a practitioner of the dark side, and you say, man, I'm going to give that person a whammy. So you pay the person $1,000, and that poor person now, who was set up on spiritual contrast from the soul family, which is the dark side too, who ran over your dog, okay, and they also made the dog run into the car, in front of the car, to get run over, then now some of this poor physical person is now being attacked psychically through mind control, and it could probably kill that person or maybe make them lose their job and all other types of things. So anyway, this clearing helps you get rid of that energy. And remember, you don't know what happened to you in the past. Maybe you have had psychic attacks done to yourself. We have a clearing for that too. But this is the whole process, is that, like I said, we're basically a computer program, in a sense, with all this mind energy. And we did not go into the program, which is just pure love energy, the love energy program of the heart. So we're dealing with these mind energies. It's kind of like sitting there in the middle of a field, having all these energies, you know, attack you, and you don't know where they're coming from. So this is what's actually happening. It's like these energies are kind of like bullets being shot at you, and you're trying to ward them off, and you don't know which way to go, and then you start blaming the divine because the divine's not helping you. The divine was never intended to help you. It's for you to get rid of these energies out of your body so you can then connect totally with your divinity inside of you, your spirit. But once you get these energies coming to you and resurfacing and recycling, this is where, you know, the separation is from love to mind energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a request for a sample of the spirit-heart integration, and that's one of the clearings. I think we just talked about it one time for the first time the other day, so maybe you could talk about what that is for people that weren't listening the other day.
Okay, we do this as a whole life clearing, which is this lifetime. And what it does, it connects your spirit, heart energy to your body. And so this is a great healing. Remember, each moment in time, you're strictly normally in mind energy, so the heart energy cannot connect because you're in your head. You're working with mind energy. So this actually reaffirms and reconnects your spirit energy, heart energy, to your body. You want to add anything on that, Sylvia?
Oh, I think you pretty much said it all. I mean, it's something that is really important if we're trying to stay in our hearts, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very, very important, you know, to be there. So
especially
that's,
now with the whole ascension process going on.
Yes, so that's, so we could do this little sample clearing here. We'll do this for the last 5 days here. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so there you go. There's some sample healing. It almost feels like to me as I'm doing these healings for this show, that the light ship will probably no longer want to have this radio program in about 6 months because they've reached all the people that they could reach. This is kind of what I'm getting here. So at that point, the archives will not work, and it'll be up for you who's listening now to go on with the healing. So this is kind of what I'm getting. I'll know more later on, but this is kind of where they are. They've come out for over a couple of years, actually more than that. They plan to do these healings for people, for humanity here. And they plan for 2 years, and I'm already way over that. So maybe they might stop this process, what they're doing now, which may be, if they choose the exact same time frame, might be February of next year. I don't know. But that's what it's feeling like to me, because the energy, the dark side, is so strong here that they're unable to penetrate and to get people to come on and have healing support their mission and my mission here. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. So I'm just going to bring up a couple of questions on the fast chat before they disappear from my view. So let's see, we had a question that is, do we have to do a regular clearing before we can do a seven-generational one?
Yes. I would always, you have to have your emotional clearing done. Remember, your spirit has to help you for the clearing. If you don't have the emotional clearing, your spirit is definitely wounded and is not going to be able to hold the energy to fully help you. So for that, yes. You may want to have other clearings after that. Each one is special, so I would have to talk with somebody one-on-one, but you must do the emotional clearing first. And I would probably even recommend doing the sensory clearing, which is all of your past lives. And this sort of gets rid of a lot of the underlying emotional traumas that your genetic physical body has went through. Remember, there's two different types of past lives. People normally just talk about your spiritual past lives. When you go to a fortune teller, they talk about, oh, you've been this and that, you've been in this lifetime, that lifetime. Well, that normally is not what we're working on for ascension, okay? It doesn't matter where your spirit has been. It's what your body has been through, not your spirit, okay? So for the ascension process, we're mainly looking at, in fact, if you notice all these shows, we deal with your body, not necessarily your spirit. And so your body needs to be cleared out. Your spirit does need healing, too. But what you're working with right now, physically, is your body. And so this whole process is cleaning your body out. So, yes, I would recommend having at least two of those clearings. There's other ones that I also do, which is for self-empowerment, like the 4-in-1, where you can get your twin flame energy with you and your home base energy. And then you have a lot of spiritual horsepower. Other than that, you probably will never have it. So it's kind of up to you. This is why I created, initially when I started doing healings, we did an emotional clearing, we did a mental clearing, a sensory clearing, and then the 4-in-1 set, which is 3 clearings in one. And you may also wish to have your horoscope stuff taken away from you, the controlling aspects of these negative planets, which we call the planetary clearing. And you may also want to have a parallel life clearing, which takes away your parallel negative past lives on cloned planets, cloned Earth, with your body in there, and that gets transmitted to you directly. So you're living those lifetimes. So the planetary one takes away cordings, sucking out your body energy, and in the parallel life one is the same thing for your spirit, taking away your spiritual horsepower. And then if you have any problems in a parallel life, then your spirit comes back to you wounded. So those are all healings that should be done. Remember, these healings are only because the dark side is here and because most people don't have the consciousness not to go into their heart center. And so what happens is they start living in the mind energy. So it has nothing to do with the light ship as far as them, in a sense, helping you throughout this 2,000-year cycle. It's up to you with free choice to turn to the light versus to turn to the darkness, which is mind energy. And so now at the end of this 2,000-year cycle, the physical body would love to do the ascension. This is probably why you're listening to this radio program. And it's up to you to come forth and to clear out these densities that you, through your free choice, have decided to, you know, deal with and go into and experience. So it's nothing to do with the light shift and the divine energy allowing this to happen. It's your free will and all of your ancestors turning away from the light. So the light's here to come if you can help save your body yourself. But remember, it will just put your spiritual blueprint of your body on the light shift during the ascension time if you cannot love your body enough to do the clearing to have your spirit integrate with it. So it is kind of an overwhelming thing. I understand that, but the reason why I do all these clearings is because people need these clearings. Believe me, I would rather just do one clearing to get you into your heart and have that be it, but there's so much more to it than that. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia, but it's up to you, and you're in control of your life, and it's if you choose to move on spiritually or not. So this is your own choice. What's it worth to you to live a spiritual life and to get out of mind energy? Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We've got a question from someone who says, I had feelings that the ascension was complete. Is this true?
The ascension? No, there's nobody on this planet who has ascended. No, there's no such thing as that. That's the dark side talking. So, no, I had people come up to me at different events, and oh, I'm going to ascend, or I'm already ascended. And I look at them, I go, well, you're still here. You haven't ascended. So no, that's a fallacy. Ascension time comes, and everything gets dematerialized. There's nothing of the light in existence. And that's the ascension process. And then it gets turned back on again, like the master power switch is turned off. So I hope that answered the question. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a question here. Basically, they're asking if you are able to tell if someone has been an abductee.
I can say yes, and I can also say yes, everybody on this planet has been abducted. So, yes, whether you know it or not, that's the case. And I won't talk about that anymore, but yes, everybody on this planet has been abducted by the negative ETs. That you've had tracking devices put into you, either in this lifetime and also other lifetimes, but some people are actually abducted more than others, okay? So you may have been abducted maybe, let's just say, 10 times, where the actual abductee that people talk about could have been abducted maybe 1,000 times, and they actually have recall of a few of those, which scare the hell out of them. So, yes, everybody on this planet has been abducted.
Okay, so we have, I think, time for one more question, and this is actually a wonderful question from Mike. How often should we do a mind-to-heart drop every day?
Boy, as much as you can. You will find out that when you're in your heart, you're in the moment. And when you're once in your heart center, like you may have felt when the show began when we did this process, the negativity cannot affect you, which is the mind energy. Remember, you have mind and you have heart. And when you're in the heart, the mind energy has no control over you.
And I would say probably the best way to think of it would be to try to think of staying in your heart all the time and only popping up out of it if you need to for discernment or, you know, looking at something. But really it should be where we are all the time. So if you feel yourself popping out of heart energy, then just do that and go back in. And eventually it'll you'll probably find yourself staying in there for longer and longer periods of time, and having an easier time going back into it when you've noticed that you've started to come out.
Yes, and I have noticed after getting emails and talking with people as they have did this mind-to-heart drop, I'm talking about people who've been listening for the last year or so on this program, they find it very easy to do. A lot of people now can stay in their hearts consciously for probably 15 minutes to an hour, and what they say they do a lot of times is they know that they're pretty busy, but they do go to the restroom maybe 3 to 4 times a day. And so what they do is when they go to the restroom, they just take that extra couple minutes of time or whatever, especially if they're at work, and they drop into their heart, and that changes their whole life. So I guess that privacy, that special moment can be very beneficial for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have just 1 minute left, and we have a wonderful request from Mila for bringing in the energy of Jesus and also Lady Nada. So hopefully we can end on a beautiful note that way.
Okay, here we go. So here comes Jesus, and I'll count to five as this energy comes in from the light ship. This is the pure essence of Jesus, his spirit energy. Nothing to do with the God plane energy. So here we go. Or that's mass consciousness, human race consciousness. He doesn't exist there. He can be cloned there, but he won't exist there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll bring in Lady Nada. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, here we go. So those energies will be with you through the light beam or through the lightship insignia for the next half an hour. So about half past the hours when they will leave you, and you'll probably actually feel that change of frequencies. So enjoy them, stay in your heart center. And again, what I'd say is request guidance, and you can ask for healings and just see how these energies work for you. But these are the true spirit energies of these beings. So enjoy it. And the next show will be Friday. Remember, we're on Station 2 at the same time as tonight. So you want to come on a little bit earlier than what our other programming used to be. So come on a little bit before 7 o'clock, and it's on Station 2 on Friday. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later.
Blessings, everyone. See you Wednesday.